I hopped my front paws up onto the counter and peeked over the top. There it sat. A plate full of the most bodacious steak bones and steak fat I had ever seen. Yes, it was all coming clear now. I had been denied the fabled treasure of the potted chicken, and here was my reward. It was meant to be. I eased my nose toward... I heard voices coming from the bedroom.
Yeah, coyotes, yeah! Get out of here before I go for my shotgun.
There they go. Thanks, Dad.
I sure hope they don't come back. Now, Alfred, let's go back to bed and get some sleep.
Dad, can you leave my window open? My womb's kind of hot.
Well, all right, just this once. But we need to put that screen back on in the morning. I wonder how it came off.
Oh, I guess the wind blowed it or something.
Well, sweet dreams.
I had pulled myself halfway up the counter, just far enough so that my tongue had reached the fabled treasure of the steak scraps. My tongue wasn't broken, after all, and the wonderful taste of steakness was beginning to tingle its way down. Someone was coming. Could I bear to give it up? This plate of... Yes, I had to run for my life. I eased myself down to the floor, and where could I go? I hadn't really given that much thought, to be honest, and all at once, the utility room. Nobody would go out to the utility room in the middle of the night, would they? Heck no. I mean, the utility room was for washing clothes and pulling off dirty boots and stuff like that. And yes, it would be the safest place in the house. I went to full flames on all engines, spun my paws on the slick linoleum floor, and flew into the darkness of the utility room. There was just enough light coming from the kitchen so that I could see a pile of dirty sheets lying on the floor in front of the washing machine. Hey, that was the place for me. I nosed my way under the sheets and then went straight into a program we call Nobody's Here. I shut down all breathing mechanisms, lay as still as a log, and waited for them to go back to footsteps. Footsteps coming into the utility room. That was impossible, outrageous. Why would anyone go out into the utility room in the middle of the... The footsteps came closer and closer. They stopped right beside me. Had I been discovered?